Welcome to Heartbeat, the podcast of the Heart Women's Ministry. Heart is a Catholic women's ministry whose vision is to encourage women in their faith, in their life, and in who God's created them to be. This is a place where you'll hear from some amazing women share from their heart to your heart about who God is, what God's doing in their life, and how they're doing their very best to live out their faith. We pray that you are blessed and inspired. Enjoy Heartbeat. Hello and welcome to our podcast for this week. This series we like to call A Chat with Rosemary. Hello, Rosemary.
Hi, everybody.
It's great to have you all with us today. Happy New Year. It's the beginning of the new year, so we hope that you had a good New Year's Eve and that this is a fantastic year for you. So we've started off this year by our first Heartbeat video of the year is called Don't Start with Worry. So why did you want to start with that topic?
I'm not a big worrier, but I have noticed that sometimes when things don't go to plan, even if it's not long-term plans, even just a daily, you know, you plan to go get your hair done and then the hairdresser rings and says they've overbooked, or, you know, someone's sick and can't do it and have to rebook, or something silly like that, I've noticed I just get anxious or worry or frustrated, you know, in all of it. And that's only naturally human. But I thought, I don't want to always start there. So I started actually over the last few months thinking, I don't want to start there. I want to go to, oh, well, Lord, you know, for some reason you didn't want me to get my hair done today. You wanted me to do something different or whatever, whatever. But, you know, a hairdresser thing's just a silly thing. small thing.
Yeah.
But it gives you an example of sometimes where we our thoughts do go. And I wanted to nip it in the bud and go, I don't want to even start the year with this.
So if we don't want to start the year with worry, how do we want to start the year then? And what do we replace that with if that's our first reaction?
That's the scripture where Jesus said, do not worry, do not say, what am I to eat? What am I to drink? What clothes am I to put on? What am I supposed to do today? What's my career supposed to be like? How am I supposed to look after my family? How am I going to pay the bills? Like, et cetera,
all of those, yeah.
He then says, seek ye first the kingdom of God. Go seek God's answers, because God's kingdom has answers to everything. Answers to everything. And you might have to seek it. It mightn't come naturally. It mightn't be handed to you on a platter. You might have to go make the sandwich. I always think of, you know, you go to the fridge. My husband Bruce sometimes goes to the fridge, opens it and says, there's nothing there to eat. And I go, hang on a minute. So I go in, get out the cheese, get out the ham, get out the tomato, go get the loaf of bread.
Because he wants it made already.
Yeah. He wants it handed to him on a platter.
Yep.
And that's just not Bruce. Not just only Bruce.
Yep.
It's us too. And so we have to seek. We have to pray about it. We have to ask God to guide us. You know, if God loves us totally, unconditionally, doesn't it want to help us in our little everyday things? In our emotions, in our spiritual things, in our physical things, in everything he does. But he gives us free choice. We have to hand it over to him and we have to seek out the kingdom, the answers.
And so what do you think seeking out is? I imagine it seeking out God's kingdom is committing time to pray. So when I've got those anxious moments, saying a prayer about it, either in my daily prayer time or in the moment. So when I'm feeling frustrated, then just changing my thought to, no, God, would you come into this situation?
Yes.
So that's one aspect of seeking his kingdom out.
Getting to know what the kingdom
what it is. Yeah. Yeah.
You know, and they're not all rules. They're guidelines to help us. Getting to know who God is. Because when you know who God is, you trust in him more. You believe in his love more. You believe in his sacrifice more. You're more grateful. Just understanding more of the importance of God in my life. And so it's like something happens and I'll go, Lord, I'm feeling really anxious. You give me the grace and mercy. You give me the grace to not be so anxious. Take away the thoughts. Guide me. Open a door. And have a conversation. you know, with him, and then walk in trust and belief that he will answer it in his time.
And after you give it to God, the next part I think hard is the trust to just continue to hand it over. And I think it's something though that we have to do all the time. Sometimes it can be done in one hit.
Yeah.
But I think getting to know God is, because it is a journey, it's doing something in us every time we have to trust again and keep trusting and keep trusting and keep trusting.
Yes, because Jesus even said when Thomas came and saw Jesus after the resurrection, because at first he didn't believe that he'd risen from the dead because he wasn't in the room with the other disciples when Jesus appeared. And then he says, oh, Lord, my God, what a statement of, you know, belief of, you know, you are the majesty. And then Jesus said, blessed are those who believe and do not see. We don't often necessarily, you know, can see sometimes God acting in our life, but you've got to believe and trust that he is and believe in him. And if you don't have the examples in your life, go to scripture and go to the Bible and see where Jesus has walked with people on their journey. Go to, not just even in the Bible, lives of people. Go read about them, and it encourages you. And you might say, but I'm not good enough. Lord, I don't feel good enough that you could walk with me like you did Saint Therese or, you know, Saint Augustine. But Lord, I am going to try and trust in you. God just wants us to try, to be honest with him.
Yep.
Give me the strength to believe.
And sometimes it's being honest with ourselves because God already knows.
Yes.
So, and that's part of the deepening with God, is that he is, you know how you, there's this song, like the refiner's fire, like God is continuing to purify us and refine us and refine us.
Yes.
And our trust in him is doing the work in us as we do the trust.
Just facing exactly who you are. I'm coming to terms with more who I am. I don't like sometimes the parts of me that are in me. But that's my sinful nature, and that's where I've got to allow God to work with me in purifying me. Helping me to be the best that I can be, that he created me to be.
Excellent. Well, I think that was very encouraging chat. I hope it was encouraging for all of you. And we hope and encourage you, don't start this year with worry.
Nope.
It's only a few days in, so you can change it
now. You don't need any more grey hairs. You don't need any more frowns on your face. Hey, ladies.
Yep.
But if you can have a smile, and, you know, the wrinkles, say, are on the smile part of your face. And the crease in your eyes
is because you smile. Yeah, we want smile wrinkles. That's what we want.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. We're all going to get them. But, you know, we actually then give hope to others. We give hope to ourselves, but we give hope to our families, our friends, people that we meet. You know, and God would want us to live like that.
Yep, definitely. Well, we hope you have a blessed week, and we will chat to you all again next week. Bye.